Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, May 21st, 2009. 6 people injured in Gaza while the military kidnaps 29 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Six Palestinian workers were injured on Thursday afternoon when the Egyptian military bombed a tunnel located at the Egyptian-Gaza borders. Sources in Gaza reported that the workers sustained moderate wounds and were moved to a hospital in Rafah city for treatment. Since Israel sealed off the coastal strip in June 2007, the tunnels between the Gaza Strip and Egypt became the main source of supplies to Gaza. Elsewhere, Palestinian sources reported on Thursday morning that Israeli troops kidnapped 26 Palestinians in several areas in the West Bank and transferred them to interrogation centers. 2 Israeli soldiers were wounded in armed clashes with Palestinian fighters in Qalqilia in the northern part of the West Bank. The Israeli army said the fighters shot the 2 soldiers and fled the scene before the army evacuated the 2 troops who suffered minor injuries. Furthermore, the army claimed that 1 Palestinian policeman was wounded during a gun battle with Israeli troops that were invading Qalqilia. Later on Thursday, Israeli settlers backed by the military uprooted olive trees that belongs to Palestinian farmers in the northern West Bank near Salfit city. Farmers reported that troops and settlers came to their lands, forced them away and uprooted their trees. The army declared the area a closed military zone and told the farmers they are not allowed back onto their lands. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.